Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, we have been looking at this text and talking about the subject of prosperity proven. In 3 John, let's read this. We'll pray, then we'll read this verse and get further into our subject about prosperity proven. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you so much for your goodness and faithfulness to us tonight. You're so faithful, so good. We ask you to enlighten our eyes. Help us to see good things from your word. Give us utterance full and complete. Help us to follow the leading and direction of your spirit exactly, precisely. Answer questions. Show us direction and solutions. Let there come a supply of the spirit. Revelation of truth that sets free and deposits of your spirit and grace, that lives be changed. In Jesus' name. We purpose not to be hearers only, but by your grace, doers. And we know as we do, we will be blessed. And ahead of time, before we see or hear any change, we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
Say it again, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer. Of the Word of God. Hallelujah. In 3 John, verse 1, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish, I pray, I desire, above all things, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Everybody read that second verse out loud with me, please. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Is this the word of God? Can I take this personally? God talking to me. You take it personally. God talking to you. Is it his will revealed for us? Could I say that here I've seen the word and the Lord has told me that above all things, he desires me to prosper. Above all things, he desires me to be healthy. And it's going to happen as my soul prospers. Right? Is it God's will for you to prosper? Somebody said, well, that's talking about spiritual prosperity. It's talking about complete prosperity. He already talked about soul prosperity, you know, in that last part. That's emphasized there. So what kind of prosperity is this? This is external prosperity, right? Because soul has to do with the inward part of you. This is external prosperity. Is it God's will that you prosper materially?
Yes.
Externally?
Yes.
Is it God's will that you be healthy?
Yes.
Physically?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Somebody said, well, I know Christians that are not. Yeah, and I know people that are not saved. But the fact that they're not saved, does that prove it's not God's will for them to be saved?
Right.
Certainly not. Just because somebody's not enjoying something doesn't reveal the will of God. No. You got to make up your mind now that whether anybody else you know believes this or not, you're going to have it.
Yeah.
Right? You know, maybe we'll get to it eventually, but the Bible talks about being persecuted for prosperity. And you just got to get ready for it. You're going to be persecuted for all the blessings of God.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Not everybody's going to like it. And some people's going to make fun of it. And if they said it about Jesus, they're going to say it about you. I mean, Jesus' own closest followers said, that's a waste. All that money on you? You could have sold that and given it to the poor. This is what they said about Jesus.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's
So what they're going to say about you? What do they drive a new car like that for? They could have sent that to the mission field. What do they do that? Have you ever heard that kind of thing?
Yes.
This is the same thing Judas Iscariot said.
Yes.
It's amazing people don't put it together.
Hello.
You know why Judas said it?
He
was covetous. Why do these people say these things today? Because they'd rather they had the new car. It's a fact. They want what you got. They're aggravated they don't have it and that you do. And they don't want to admit that. So they want to make some kind of spiritual thing out of it. I've had people in the past want to challenge me about this kind of thing. And I got one question for them. Anybody want to challenge me about what I wear, or how I live, or what I drive, or what I do? Fine. What percentage of your income did you give last year? That's my question. Not amount. Not amount. Not dollar amount. What percentage? If I did better than you or more than you, you ought to be quiet and walk away. Right? And if you didn't even tithe, why are you talking to me? Right? If I'm giving twice the percentage of my income that you are, what business is it of yours? If I've got 12 mansions and 9 new cars, right? I'm doing better than you. Supporting the king. You understand what I'm saying? And besides that, it's not for me to judge you or you to judge me. That's before the Lord. Right? But it comes back to this. Is it God's will for us to be blessed? Financially and materially. Now, I'm telling you, the devil will fight you about this. Just like he'll fight you on healing, he'll fight you on other things. I mean, the enemy comes to steal the word, doesn't he? And if people receive it, but it's a shallow reception, then when the sun beats down and the word is tried in your life, people get offended, don't they? Well, I tried that tithing stuff, and I tried that. And then when they don't see it work in their life, not because it didn't work, because they quit. Because they never believed it to start with. They were trying it. You don't try the Bible. You do the Bible. Right? You either believe it or you don't. If you believe it, you commit to it that I'm going to do this. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to live like this from now on. Whether it looks like it's improving, or it looks like it's not, or it feels like it, I'm doing this by faith. And when you commit to it, like you're going to do it forever, even if you didn't see any change, it won't be long till you'll see some change. But if you're trying it out, well, then you'll wind up offended and disillusioned and bitter, and there's a lot of these kind of folk around. And they're ready to tell other people, oh, there ain't nothing to that. You know, they're just after your money and, you know, listen. You got to make up your mind what you believe, right?
Yes.
Not what some man said. What is the Bible? What did God tell you? And are you committed to it and to living that way?
Amen.
I decided that some years ago for myself, and I am so glad I did, because, man, you're looking at a blessed man.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Better and better and better. Now, it didn't turn around overnight. I didn't see it all happen in a week or two or a month or two or even a year or two. But if you just stay with it, everybody say, stay with it.
Stay with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Well, the Lord told us that it was His will for us to prosper. Yes, He did. I accept that. I believe that. And we are going through the Bible now looking at proof of this revelation that it's God's will for us to prosper. That's why we're calling it prosperity proven. But we talked about how, what prosperity is and what poverty is. And we talked about the scripture, you know, that you don't prosper first in your account or your pocketbook. You prosper first in your soul. Right? You got to quit thinking like a broke person. You got to quit talking like a poor person. You got to begin to see yourself in Christ, in redemptive reality. Amen. And He, though He was rich, He was made poor for our sakes. That we might be made rich. And in Christ, we're just as rich as we are saved.
Amen.
As we are healed.
Yeah.
As we are righteous.
Yeah.
That's not based on what you feel and see. That's an accomplished fact in Christ.
Yes.
Well, you got to begin to talk that way.
Amen.
Think that way. Amen. Yeah. Make plans to do things that rich folk do.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest challenges that you have, is getting your mind renewed so that you don't think. I know a lot of you like me. I grew up in central Mississippi, and I grew up in generations of poverty thinking. And you just think that way. I mean, you look in the Sears catalog when I was a little boy, and they had the good and the better and the best. I never looked at the best. That was for somebody else. Right? I didn't even look at the better. I mean, you wondered if maybe someday you could get one of the good ones. But you didn't even look at the other stuff. Why? Because you think broke. You're not just broke on the outside. You're broke in your soul. You're broke in how you see yourself. So we talked about that. And then we talked about what kind of God is our God. Is he a God of prosperity? Or is he a God of poverty? Is he a God of abundance? Or is he a God that sometimes likes to see you struggle some? We looked at his names. What does his names reveal? Because so many of his compound redemptive names reveal his character. We looked at El Shaddai. Ain't nothing broke in that. Right? Ain't nothing poor about that. El Shaddai. We looked at Jehovah Jireh. There's nothing poor and broke about that. Right? And then we went back and began to see the patriarchs. The people who started out in covenant with God and knew God. They're alive today. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God revealed himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Some dozen times in the Bible, he refers to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they're alive right now in heaven. We said, if we could get them to come down and interview them. If I could take, you know, Father Abraham today and hand him our wireless mic and say, Father Abraham, you walked with God. He calls you his friend. Does God ever want us to be broke? What did you experience of God when you walked the earth? And we went by it in detail. What kind of God did Abraham know? He knew a God who blessed him. Oh, who made him very rich. Right? What about Isaac? Same thing. Inherited all his daddy's money. Started out life like that. He knew a God who made daddy rich. And just increased him all the more. He knew a God who gave him 100-fold in 1 year. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wealth of the Sinner, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R507. That's R507, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.